What's going on, guys, and welcome back to Lion's Den podcast with your host Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. And today I asked myself, I'm like, what's the outcome of this podcast today? I'm like, well, I always want to make you better. I always want to help you get better. And the first step to getting better, the first step to growth is pain. Okay, you cannot bypass growth. Pain. All right, because you can't. Like, in order to get to growth, you must go through pain. Something has to take part that doesn't feel the best in the moment for you to learn something from it. All right? Pleasure, comfort doesn't teach you much. It really doesn't. Through life, through obstacles, through pain, through suffering, we find out who we really are, because we're at our most conscious state. When you're going through pain, nothing else in the very moment matters, right? And so I love that you listened to this. Big shout out to you for listening to this podcast. But the biggest takeaway I can give you, other than motivation, inspiration, is for you to take some action, right? Because at the end of the day, when you take action, that changes your life. And I'm obsessed with improving the quality of my life. I'm obsessed with growing. I'm obsessed with seeing myself better myself. Why? Because it comes from an insecurity, truthfully. And it comes from an insecurity of never being enough. And people say, oh, Alex, you're enough. It's not even that. I'm okay. I'm glad. I'm happy that I have that feeling. All right, because there are certain traits of some top, very successful people in life. There's like three of them. First one being that they think they're better than other people. You know, do I think I'm better than other people? I do, because I'm willing to put in more work. I'm willing to make more sacrifices. I'm willing to go the extra mile, so that makes me better. Number two, they don't think it's never enough. It's never enough. And so they're never satisfied. And so we're striving for more. No matter what we achieve, it's never enough. And thirdly, I kind of forgot what the third one is. I think it's a point to prove. It's almost to prove that it's possible. I always say the third one is to prove to ourselves that we can do it. You know? And maybe in your life growing up, you had some people doubt you. Maybe you have people doubting you now. Maybe you have people that don't really believe in you, and that's part of your journey. You know, you got to have people that don't really believe in you, because it shows you what their perspective of you really is. And sometimes, truthfully, here's the hard truth. Sometimes they have every right not to believe you. Because how many times did you say you're going to get in shape and you haven't gotten in shape? How many times are you going to say you're going to do this and you never got this? I'm speaking to the choir. I told my family so many times I was going to be in a better spot with my business. And I've yet to get there. And there was certain things that I kept skipping out on. You know, for you, you're like, I need to get in shape, but you're skipping out on the meals. You're skipping out on tracking your food. You're skipping out on weighing your food out, packing and prepping it, right? Me, I was skipping out on talking to more people. I was skipping out on getting more people to become clients. I was skipping out on making more phone calls, messaging people. And so I said, I'm going to make this much this month, I'm going to make this year. And come the end of the year, I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't do everything I said I was going to do. And so your family, your friends start being like, okay, he said this all the time. Trust me, I've been there too. High five me. But for real. And so sometimes what ends up happening, why does that happen? Why do you set these goals and you don't achieve them? Why do you set these things, these big expectations for yourself, and you don't achieve them? Why don't we achieve them? Well, let me tell you what I did that changed for me. I kept saying I was going to talk to more people, I was going to get more clients, and it wasn't until I hired people to keep me accountable that made the biggest difference. Right now, you might not have accountability. You might not have anyone that's making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And remember, your life does not change because you say it's going to change. Your life changes when you decide and you make the choice. You start changing it. You start changing your habits on a daily basis. And so recognizing that You don't want to keep being a liar. You don't want to keep letting the years go by. I think about that. Don't you think about that? Like, yo, you're only getting older. You're only getting older. Things are only going to get harder, I truly believe. Because as you get older, you tend to lose people you love. As you get older, you tend to have more responsibilities. As you get older, things start hurting more, you know? So, but that's fine. That's fine. That's why we make our lives harder. That's why we have a wake-up time. That's why we stick to a diet. That's why we work out hard. That's why we make more sacrifices. So when life does get hard, we're ready. We're ready. Because life is going to get hard. But that's just part of it. We don't get to choose that. And it's only bad if you're weak. It's only bad. Think about it. If you know you have a test in 2 months and you do no fucking studying for it, that test is going to be ridiculously hard. But if every fucking day you study, you study, you study, you rehearse, you study, you get a tutor, you get someone to fucking push, you get someone to fucking question you every single fucking day. Come that test, motherfucker, put a blindfold on me. I'm ready to take this bitch on, right? Exactly. And that test is life. That test that we just don't know when the test is. So we must prepare. We must get ready every day. We must always keep chipping away at our old self and improving ourselves. Improving how we listen. Improving the way we look. Improving our discipline. Improving our characteristics. Improving our consistency with the right things. And so on a daily basis, there are things you know you should be doing. That's the thing. I knew I should have been talking to more people. I knew I should have been getting more people on the phone. I knew I should be getting more clients. I knew I shouldn't have been messing around with 2-3 girls at the same time. I knew I shouldn't have been going out and drinking so much with my friends. Even though I really wasn't, but my morals and values, the man that I really admire does not drink every weekend with his friends, even if it's just one single day. And so there are certain things you know you should and should not do on a daily basis. And it's like until you don't decide to actually take action and make it an effort of not doing those things, life will not get better. You will not get better. And it's hard saying no. It's painful saying no. Painful saying no to your friends. Painful saying no to those pastries. Painful saying no to just chilling on the couch. Painful saying no to snoozing, you know? All these things. They're points, though. They're points that you put on your on the side of your life where it's like, this makes me better. This makes me better. I'm improving because of this. I'm getting better. I'm proud. This motherfucker gets it done. I fucking get shit done. Nothing can stop me. I'm getting it done by proving to myself that I can get this done. I'm proving to myself that I am the person I respect, love, and admire by my actions, not my words. Again, I'm proving to myself that I'm the person I love, admire, and respect by my actions, not my words. Take that with you today, all right? Let's get after it, my friends.